This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 16 Pentecost underscore Monday underscore CE. First posted September 13, 2010. Psalm 51:1-18. Psalm of Repentance, ascribed to David the great human shepherd king of Israel, when he had been rebuked by Nathan, the prophet, after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba. See to Samuel 11:1-14. Psalm paraphrase, O God, be merciful to me according to your steadfast love, blot out my transgression in your abundant mercy. Cleanse me thoroughly from my sin and wrongdoing. I am aware of my transgressions and can't forget my sin. I realize that it is really against you alone that I have sinned, and have done evil in your judgment, so that you are right and blameless in pronouncing judgment. But remember that I was conceived and born in sin. You want us to be truthful in our innermost beings, so teach me wisdom in my most private heart. Cleanse me, metaphorically, as with a ceremonial cleansing with hyssop, an aromatic herb. Cleanse me so that I can be whiter than snow. Restore to me joy and gladness, then the bones you have, metaphorically, broken will rejoice. Turn your face away from my sin and blot out my unrighteousness. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Psalm 51:10-12. Then I will be able to teach sinners your ways and they will be restored to you. O God, you are my salvation, deliver me from death, and I will praise you for your deliverance of me. O Lord, open my lips and my mouth will give forth your praise. I would offer a burnt offering, if that would please you, but you have no pleasure in sacrifice. The sacrifice you desire is a broken heart and contrite spirit. These you will not reject. In your good pleasure bless Zion, and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Commentary, David didn't realize his sin and repent until confronted by Nathan the prophet. Then David was able to confess and repent of his sin. God forgave him and spared David's life, but there were still consequences David suffered. We are all sinners who fall short of God's standard of righteousness, Romans 3:23, for all we have sinned and come short of the glory of God, 1 John 1:8-10, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. The penalty for sin is eternal death, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We all need to be confronted with our sins so that we can repent and turn to the Lord. Jesus is God's one and only provision for forgiveness and eternal salvation, John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man cometh unto the Father, but by me, Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, right, home. Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross is the only sacrifice acceptable to God for the forgiveness of all our sins and our spiritual cleansing so that we can individually be temples of the indwelling Holy Spirit. It is by the indwelling Holy Spirit that we experience the joy and gladness of salvation. By the guidance and empowerment of the Holy Spirit, God does create a clean heart and a new and right spirit within us. The Lord is willing and able to uphold us. The sacrifice the Lord desires from us is obedient trust in Him. It is by the Holy Spirit within us that we are spiritually reborn to eternal life. We need to be born again by the indwelling Holy Spirit in order to lead other sinners to forgiveness and restoration to fellowship with God. It is only by the indwelling Holy Spirit that we are able to praise and glorify the Lord. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2, above? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-14. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believed on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Ephesians 1:13-14, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory.